4 more journalists are among the dead after Israeli drone strikes on a hospital in Gaza. They were working for Reuters and Al Jazeera, among other organizations. Israel says it's conducting an investigation of the strike.
The blast hit Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. Among the dead, 4 journalists, Mohamed Salameh of Al Jazeera, freelancers Maryam Abu Dhaka and Mut Abu Taha, and Hussam Al-Masri, a Reuters contractor. Hamas-backed Gaza officials say an Israeli drone struck first. A second blast was captured live on Egyptian TV. Witnesses said it came after rescue workers and journalists rushed to the scene. They report at least 14 others were killed. CBS News cannot independently verify those claims, and Israel has not commented. Just 2 weeks earlier, 6 Al Jazeera staff and freelancers were killed near another hospital, including Anas Al-Sharif, a well-known correspondent who had reported almost daily from the front lines in northern Gaza, even winning a Pulitzer Prize for his work. Israel took responsibility, accusing the correspondent of being a Hamas operative, but provided zero evidence. Today's blast comes as Israel intensifies operations around Gaza City, part of what it calls a final push to defeat Hamas and free hostages. International journalists are barred by Israel from entering Gaza, leaving coverage to local reporters, paying with their lives. According to the Committee to Protect Journalists, at least 192 have been killed since the war began nearly 2 years ago, the deadliest conflict for the press in modern history.